From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Baghdad today, a top official at Iraq's foreign ministry was gunned down as he drove to work. Bassam Kuba was a career diplomat who had risen through government ranks during Saddam Hussein's time. He is the first member of Iraq's new interim government to be assassinated. NPR's Emily Harris joins us from Baghdad. Emily, could you fill us in on what happened?
Yes, Bassam Kuba was on his way to work this morning. He was in a car with just his driver. A car came up behind his car. People in that car took shots at him. They hit him in the stomach, also wounded his driver. They did manage to get to a hospital, but Mr. Kuba died shortly after they arrived there.
Any idea why these people went after Mr. Kuba?
No real clue. We don't know who killed him. Obviously, you know well that a lot of people who are officials here or who work with the Americans here are targets. There's some theories that he may have been considered a traitor because he did serve under Saddam Hussein in the foreign ministry, including as ambassador to China and also at the UN mission. But other people tell me that that's unlikely because although Bassam Kuba was a career diplomat who rose quite high, he was never an active member of the Ba'ath Party. Some people tell me they just feel he was a soft target. He didn't have bodyguards. He was an important official, but he was also a regular Iraqi in many ways.
Emily, what is the situation in Najaf? It seems as if the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is sort of reduced to just that one city. What's happening there?
It seems that things are calming down in Najaf. U.S. officials say they're quite encouraged because over the past couple of days, Muqtada al-Sadr has said that he is willing to support the interim Iraqi government. He does want them to set a date for foreign troops to leave Iraq, but he appears willing to work with the interim government. There has been only a little bit of fighting in the past week, particularly a skirmish a couple days ago between Muqtada al-Sadr's forces and Iraqi police. There haven't been any skirmishes between U.S. forces and Sadr's militia for a number of days now.
How are the problems with security, which appear to be continuing? How does that work with efforts to develop Iraq's economy?
Most people say that security is the number one problem, and that is in the way of economic development. About 60% of Iraqis put security as the most urgent problem facing the country in a poll that was commissioned by the CPA at the end of May. The Iraqi government and the U.S. both agree that rebuilding the construction industry is sort of the crucial thing to get the economy going overall. With the U.S. money, there's $18 billion in aid money the U.S. has donated. The main problem with getting that on the ground has been a lot of bureaucratic hoops to go through to get contracts signed and so forth. The biggest problem with Iraq's budget is a tax on the infrastructure, particularly on the oil infrastructure, because oil money provides the entire $20 billion annual budget. And after one attack on a pipeline this week, the new prime minister said that attacks on pipelines over the past half year or so had meant losses of $200 million in revenue for the Iraqi government.
What about ordinary people? We know that we tend to see those moments of violence. We hear about the bad things that are happening. Are ordinary people able to go out and work? Do they have jobs, or are the majority of people unemployed?
It's very difficult to know exactly. People complain a lot about not having jobs, but hard statistics are very hard to come by. There was one survey done by the Planning Ministry that was published in January that said just over a quarter of the population was unemployed. But in the poorest province, that number jumped to 45%. But as far as living, you don't need to earn a lot of money to get by here. Gas, for example, is just pennies a gallon. And for those who do have money, there's a lot of buying and selling going on, at least in Baghdad. Satellite dishes, TVs, air conditioning units, all those sorts of things are still quite cheap here and are being bought up quickly.
NPR's Emily Harris reporting from Baghdad. Emily, thank you very much.
You're welcome.